Call received from home care agency.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Is this AmeriCay? Is this the human services company?
This is a home care agency, ma'am. Did you need home care services?
No, I need my friends are homeless and they need housing and they can't get anybody to help them.
Oh no.
He was her grandson is autistic and deaf. He has a caseworker, but they don't answer their phone.
Oh no.
Michelle McClendon. And Melissa, well,
well, you ended up calling a home care agency. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Maybe the girls can help.
I don't know if you guys could help them find housing.
And we don't do housing, ma'am.
We
don't do housing.
We don't do housing.
We do home care services. Someone to come into the home and assist the patient. Correct.
Yeah, my son has an aide, and I take care of my brother, so
do you get paid?
Have that already.
Do you get paid to take care? Okay,
oh,
great.
I get paid.
Are you happy with your services?
I get paid.
Because we're the highest paying agency right now.
How much do you pay an hour?
How many hours does your brother have, and what county does he reside in? Because reimbursements are by county.
Bucks County.
Bucks County.
We live in Bensalem.
Bensalem.
I get New Century Home Care. That's where I work from.
Okay. And talk to me about how many hours your brother has.
He has 32 hours a week.
And what are you getting right now so we could make sure you get that and more?
I'm getting $15 an hour.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to check the county rates for you. I think I'm going to be able to beat that and offer you something higher, okay? Give me 1 second. 1 second.
Sounds
please hold,
good.
Okay?
Okay.
Do you know how many men have seen that?
Guess what?
What?
I can offer you $16.50.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot more than what you're making
it's
now.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. I just, I've been with them for so long. I just thought I was calling they've tried agencies. They're going to be homeless tomorrow unless they pay another $100 to stay in that hotel.
Right.
I don't know.
I won't be able to assist them because we don't do residency. I can assist you with your brother, though, if you like. And everything is done over the phone. I could just take the referral in, and then we'll follow up with you if you like. What's your name?
I'm Teresa Parsons. I've been with New Century Home Care for a long time.
Then you should have been getting paid a higher rate.
3 or 4 years.
Yeah, then you should have been paid at your max.
It's been the same.
Yeah, that's
horrible. I get about almost $500 a week.
You're going to be making over $1,000.
I get paid on Friday.
Yep, we get paid every Friday as well. Teresa, what's your brother's name?
He is an Anthony Longo.
And how do you spell that last name?
To check in, L-O-N-G-O.
And his date of birth? Yeah, we do the HHA app. What's his date of birth?
41464.
And home address?
1827 Adler Road, Bensalem, Pennsylvania, 19020.
How do you spell the street name?
Adler.
Got it. And a good number to reach Anthony?
He doesn't talk very well. I talk for him.
Can I put you down as his point of contact?
Yes.
Okay. His number is 215-630-4214. I got it.
That's my cell number.
All right.
He
now
has
just...
a phone, but he doesn't know how to use it.
No worries. I'm going to put you down as point of contact for everything for him. Would you happen to know his service coordinator's information from his insurance?
He has Humana Special Needs Plan.
Okay.
That Advantage Special Needs Plan.
Okay.
And, God, he's got so many people. I can't even think of their names.
That's okay. We'll find
he's
them.
He's got a nurse that... He's got a nurse that comes every 2 months. He's got a social or case worker that comes every year to check on him.
Right. That's the yearly assessment.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I got you. No worries.
Layla is her name. I don't know her name.
I can't find him, though. Anthony is A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, and the last name is L-O-N-G-O.
Yes.
And date of birth is April 14th, 1964.
Yes.
I can't find him in the system. Longo, L-O-N-G-O. Does he have a middle initial?
Well,
does he go by another name?
Tony, but they have him down as Anthony.
Nope, nothing.
I don't know. He's with New Century Home Care for a long time, and Keystone First comes out.
Right, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for his Keystone
waiver. Nothing. I don't know.
April 14th, 1964. And Longo is L-O-N-G-O.
Yes.
Does he have a middle initial?
Not really.
414.
He's Anthony Longo the third, but my grandpa is senior, and my dad was junior, and he's the third. But they don't. Put that on there.
Yeah, they don't
put
that on
Anthony
there.
Longo.
Longo. L is in lamb. A L O N G O. I can't find him. Do you spell it any other way?
I don't know. Maybe no, Longo is our. It's my maiden name.
L O N G O.
Yes.
Anthony. Would you happen to have his social so I can find him?
Oh, I could tell you that. It's one number off mine. 550-196281.
Let's check to see if I can find him with the social.
We got him at the same time, so we're one number off. The last number is 1 instead of 2.
All right, I just want you to write down some of my information. Let me know when you're ready. The system is real slow. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh.
It's not populating. It's not giving
this
me nothing.
Well,
it's
going to. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your home agency's name?
It's called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine.
I've heard of it.
I'm also going to put in...
Are you in Philadelphia?
Yep, we're in Philadelphia, and we're licensed in Bucks County. I'm also going to be sending you a $200 transfer bonus for you.
Nice.
Yeah, it's always nice, right, to get more money. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're trying to get these kids out of the group home, so they want their parents to watch them, which is good, I think, because I hate group homes.
Mm-hmm.
They always take us our money,
mm-hmm.
and they abuse you.
Yeah,
well, the ones that can talk, and I would never put my son in something like that, because
right.
he's nonverbal. If something happened to him, he wouldn't.
Be able to communicate.
Me.
No, he wouldn't.
My brother could, but I would rather leave him at home.
Right.
Okay. Family first
care.
Family first care.
Mm-hmm. My number is 267-551-7410.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine.
Oh, I like that movie.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Jasmine, Aladdin, everything.
I love Aladdin.
I think Will Smith did a good job.
Yeah, he
I
did.
I mean, Robin Williams was awesome.
Yeah, too bad we lost him to the depression, supposedly.
Yeah. That's terrible. Okay.
All right, Ms. Teresa, I'm going to be submitting the referral. One of our agents will get a hold of you, okay?
What would I have to do to transfer
nothing.
From that
Nothing.
Company?
What we're going to do is we're going to get a hold of your service coordinator, Anthony's service coordinator. We're going to let them know that Anthony and yourself are going to be transferring your services over to Family First. They're going to give us what's called the start date. In the meantime, the coordinators here at Family First, they're going to reach out to you to send you your hiring application.
Okay.
Once the state confirms the changes, they're going to call the agency that you're with right now and let them know that you're no longer with them, so you don't even need to bother with them, okay? Just continue to clock in and out as usual until we
yeah.
take over, all right?
Sometimes I forget. I'm working 9 to 3, 7 days a week.
Right.
From my brother. He's 61, by the way. He's going to be 62 in April.
Wow.
I'm 65. I'm his big sister.
And you're the one that's doing all the work.
I've been taking care of him since I was 5.
What?
Because my dad left us. My dad piece of work. Italian men aren't that, they're okay, but he went off and married another woman who had 2 kids from another marriage, and he had a whole new family, and I never saw him that much. I don't even know him, and he died in 2009. And my mom died 2012, but they weren't married. I mean, a 5-year-old taking care of a baby.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And she had to work. So I had to grow up real fast.
Yeah, you didn't have a childhood.
That's not. I was still in school. I had to deal with him, make sure he got to school on time. They'd pick him up right in front of the house, and they, like my son did. I'll tell you something, the services out here are better than they are in California.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They didn't even give my son speech therapy.
Wow.
They said he can get it on the playground. I said, what? He's never going to talk because they won't give him, all the way through school, they gave him speech therapy. Nothing. he didn't say one word.
Oh, no. So that delayed him. Yeah, that delayed him.
We moved down here when he was six from California. He doesn't talk.
He still doesn't talk?
And no. Once in a while, he may say something, but it's sporadically, very far in between. I don't know. I'd cry like a baby if he said anything.
Is that your only son?
Yes. I have a stepson from my husband's previous marriage.
Sounds like you had it rough, Miss Teresa.
Yeah, I had an abusive stepfather, too. He was abusive to me, but to Tony. And I was too young to figure out to call the police. There was no proof or nothing. There was no cell phones back then. There was nothing. I could have just told them. And I don't know. It's a nightmare.
Is he gone? Is he dead?
Oh, I hope he is.
Yeah, me too.
It's sad, but I hope he is. His brother's same way. He had a paraplegic wife, and he cheated on her.
Wow.
She had polio. It's awful. These people are stupid.
Yes.
I don't know. Some Italian guys are nice. John Bon Jovi's nice. He don't think he cheats on his wife. I don't know. Who knows what he does?
Right.
Kill him. Because she knows jiu-jitsu and karate. And she would kick his butt.
Good.
If he did something.
She knew how to defend herself. Good.
Yeah, she knows how. And I don't know. You should go to their soul kitchens. It's really good. You don't pay anything. Yes, if they have soul kitchens. And one in Toms River, Red Banks, New Jersey, and on the campus of York College. And they charge nothing for the meal. You can volunteer it off. Or you can set the table, or you can make a donation. They have a pantry.
That's awesome.
They do a lot of, with his money, he doesn't need to be paid to perform. I don't know why he's performing anyway. He's going to go on tour in July, and he lost his voice last year.
Oh.
And he thinks John Bon Jovi.
He thinks he's
going to play Madison Square Garden. Are you out of your mind? Big stadium. He's going to lose his voice again. He should have never started touring again, but this is his last one. I don't know how far he's going to go. I saw him once at Wells Fargo. It was a good 2.5-hour concert. Very good.
It was good?
Yeah, it's very good. And I was looking for Richie. Richie had left the group in 2013, and I didn't know anything. I was looking for Richie. I knew nobody on that stage but John. But now I know who they are. And he left because he had a drug problem, wanted to help himself and be with this little girl to watch her grow up. And that's more than my dad did for me.
Right.
He just sent me money.
Well, at least he did that. A lot of them don't even do that, okay?
My stepmother didn't like it. She was a finance person. She didn't like him paying child support. I said, he's going to go to jail if he doesn't pay it.
That's right.
He's worth $35 a week. It wasn't that much, but it was back in the 70s.
Which was enough, for bottles of milk at that time.
Yeah, you could buy bread for $2. Everything. Schieffer and the Shepherdies. I'm losing my voice. Anyway, thank you very much.
Miss Therese, I'm gonna transfer you over to Miss Dina. She's gonna further you along in the hiring process and assisting you to place that call, okay, to the service coordinator. Give me 1 second. It's been a pleasure assisting you, okay? You call me if you need me, all right?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Absolutely. 1 second. Let me see what her extension is, 129. Please hold.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, I just talked to Jasmine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hi. So I'm an intake coordinator. My name is Dina. I'll be assisting you until you're ready to go with the agency, okay? Until you're ready to start. So am I speaking now with the patient or the caregiver?
The caregiver. I take care of my brother.
Okay. All right, I understand. So I just wanted to quickly tell you what the process is. Basically, there are 2 steps that need to happen, okay, to transfer. Step number 1 is for you as a caregiver to complete a set of requirements to become an employee with us. All right. You'd be familiar with them if you apply to any other agency. They're all kind of similar. Do you happen to know if you have an updated TB test?
I just got a TB test, a tetanus shot last year. TB, I think I did get one. I don't remember. I just got a flu shot recently, too.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, so I'll have HR follow up on you on exactly what we can accept and what we can't. Either way, I'm going to have all the requirements sent over to you as we're speaking so you can take a look at them.
Okay.
And the second requirement in order to start is for the service coordinator from the insurance to send an authorization. Okay. Now, I have a question for you. Do you have a specific date that you're looking to start?
Well, I get paid on Friday for this, for what I'm doing now, but I work in the weekends, too, a Saturday and Sunday. So I started on a Monday, I think.
Okay. So
it's been 4 years. I don't remember. Right. I've been at this place for so long.
Yeah. I think Monday sounds right because we also start on a Mondays. So Monday is a good day to switch because it's the beginning of a work week. So your check will look the same.
Yeah.
That'll be the 9th of
and
March.
I get direct deposit, by the way. I don't drive. I don't have a car to drive.
Okay, that's fine. We have a direct deposit form as one of the requirements that you can fill out. And we pay weekly every Friday, the same as your other agency. Okay? Now check your phone and tell me if you received the message that I just sent.
Okay, hang on.
It should start with, hi, this is Monica with Family First Care. If you want, if it's easier for you, you can look at it after we hang up.
I got something.
Oh, yeah?
Here is your 9 something.
Yes, that's it. That's the second message. So it's in two separate texts.
It's a text message, right?
Yes, it's a text message. That's the message. Basically, I'll just quickly tell you what we require, okay? There is an application form, a competency test, which is It's basically an online test on caregiving, and then there's a direct deposit form, and there's an I-9 and W-4 form, so that's for your taxes. And then, so those are all the forms.
That's why I got I-9 and W-4 link.
So if you click on the whole message, you should see a message before that that includes the other link. And as far as the documents go, we would need a form of identification. So that can be your passport, social security card.
He's got a photo ID.
He has a photo ID. Okay.
Actually, we don't drive.
So that's okay if you guys don't drive. We would just need from you a form of ID. So it can be your passport, it can be your birth certificate, any of that.
I've got his birth certificate. And I have his, we've already got it scanned. It's in a file. I'll have my husband send it to you.
Okay. So this is, the documents that we need is all from the caregiver. We don't need any documents from the patient.
Okay.
Mhm. Yep. Okay. So, yeah, you can text it back to this number or have someone else text it back. That's all right. And, yeah, everything should be included in there. The person who you'll be working with regarding the onboarding requirements, her name is Monica. She's from our HR department. Okay.
Okay.
So that's her number right here, the number that you got that message from. And then I'll text you my number. I'll be in charge of making sure the authorization is in for Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to call the service coordinator, and I'll let her know about the switch. She's going to reach out to you just to confirm with you, okay? And she
okay.
might ask you the agency, so it's called Family First Care.
Okay.
Yeah. Is the patient around by any chance now?
He's upstairs in his room.
Okay.
That's what here he stays. My son does too.
Mm-hmm.
They like to watch TV.
Yeah. Okay then, that's all right. So I'll call the service coordinator's name is Layla. I'll give her a call now.
That's
yes. Mm-hmm. So she'll just be she want to speak with Anthony before sending anything to us, okay? But
okay.
after she sends that, then we'll be able to start paying you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, any
Thank
questions
you.
For me?
No.
Okay.
I do have somebody who needs an intake, but they... It's her grandson is autistic and deaf, and he has a case for her he can't get a hold of. That's
mm-hmm.
Michelle McClendon at AmeriCay in Warminster. And they're not even picking up their phone. And they're supposed
okay.
to find him housing.
Michelle, and that's a different client? Michelle McClendon.
That's his home services. He was with, it's part of Pendel.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Warminster. It's their Warminster office.
Okay.
He's called them several times and they won't do nothing to help him.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if he's approved for the waiver program?
I don't know. He was with Pendel forever. And
okay.
he's still with Pendel, but now he's with, what is the name of that? I don't know the name of the place. It's AmeriCay. And it's in Warminster. And Michelle McClendon is his project manager or something. And
mm-hmm.
she doesn't do anything. She was mm-hmm. in contact with him, but he was moving all over the place.
Right.
His grandma just got out of her nursing home. And she was put in there by a nurse who had put her against her will in this place. And she finally got out another thing in a hotel in Fisherville, the Quality Inn. And they have to pay $100 a day to stay there. And they're running out of money. So tomorrow is their last day. They have to leave. And they have no place to go.
Oh, no. Are you able to provide me with a first and last name and date of birth, and I can see if I can make any connections?
Okay. His name is Damon Brown.
Damon spelled D-A-M-O-N?
It's E-N.
E-N. Okay. And what is the date of birth?
He just had a birthday, February 27th. He's 30 years old. I don't know what year. I'm not really familiar with him.
So I believe that's 1996.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. All right, let me look that up.
I just don't know. He just had a birthday. It was, I think it was the 23rd of February. I think that's his birthday. I don't know. I'm going to call his grandma in a few minutes, tell her what I find out. But he needs a caseworker. He doesn't have nobody anymore. His people are not calling him back.
Mm-hmm. Is he under any insurance? You know what?
He's got insurance. I don't know what. I think he has Aetna. I'm not sure what insurance he has, but he's working at FedEx. He rides his bicycle at night to work, and he just got offered a job at Tyndale Post Office.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He just doesn't have a place to stay.
Right. Let me see if I can find anything near here. So the best option that I would say would be to call his insurance, and they'll connect him to a coordinator who can further assist.
Okay. I'll have to tell his grandma.
Yeah. Let her know.
Deaf, it's hard to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I will let her know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you can call me with any questions. I'm going to text you my phone number. I just sent it over, so let me know
okay.
if there's anything going on. But for now, let's just assume that we're going to start this Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right, so, again, you have a good rest of your day, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you.
All right. No
what
problem.
A way to get a wrong number.
Sometimes it's for the best.
I just thought I was calling somebody else. I don't mind. $1,000 is good.
Yeah.
I could use it. We could use it. My husband works part-time, and I stay at home, and I can't drive. I can't go anywhere except church. I do go to church every Sunday.
You go to church on right.
He's my Uber, and he's my chef. He makes dinner because I have a balance problem. I've got hydrocephalus. I've got water on the brain, and I can do some things. I just can't walk up the stairs, but Tony does it. He hangs up my clothes and does my laundry.
Oh, that's great.
He does his laundry. You know, he's very helpful to me. Things I can't do, he can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not,
right.
It's just, he can't read or hardly write. He doesn't know his numbers. He doesn't understand a lot of things. And he never got a diagnosis.
Oh. That's, yeah,
I don't know what he has.
Right.
They just say intellectual developmental. But Mark has autism. So, okay, I will be in touch with you.
All right.
Thank
we will
you.
Speak then. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I got a new job. Can't believe it.
Okay.
Yeah, there is people that pay a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.